This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've mentioned many times, I love aphorisms, epigrams, paradoxes, koans, allegories, fables, and teaching stories of all kinds. And someone who is famous for the things he said, whether or not he actually said them, is the legendary baseball player, manager, and coach Yogi Berra. In fact, Yogi Berra wrote a book called The Yogi Book. I really didn't say everything I said. He's quoted saying many things he didn't actually say, such as, "It's deja vu all over again." He didn't say that. And like Yogi Berra, Abraham Lincoln, and Albert Einstein, Mark Twain is often quoted saying things he never actually said or wrote. So I knew a story about Mark Twain, and I looked very carefully to see if I could find out whether Mark Twain actually made this famous observation about a cat and a hot stove. And I discovered he did. Mark Twain did write this. This maxim comes from Following the Equator. Twain writes, "We should be careful to get out of an experience only the wisdom that is in it, and stop there, lest we be like the cat that sits down on a hot stove lid. She will never sit down on a hot stove lid again, and that is well. But also she will never sit down on a cold one anymore." It's a very important thing to remember. Experience is a great teacher, but it's often a challenge to know the correct lesson to draw from it. Poet Stephen Spender made the same point in his literary autobiography, World Within World. In writing about literary criticism, he observes, "A writer should remember that the tendency of reviewers is to criticize work not for what it is, but for what it fails to be. And it is not necessarily true that he should remedy this by trying to become other than he is. Thus, in my own experience, I have wasted time by paying heed to criticism that I had no skill in employing rhyme. This led me to try rhyme, whereas I should have seen that the moral for me was to avoid it." When my biography of JFK, 40 Ways to Look at JFK, did not sell well, it didn't find its audience. Well, that's what they tell you when your book is a flop. I remember thinking, there are lessons here for me as a writer. What are those lessons? I didn't want to learn the wrong lessons. We want to make sure that we don't learn the wrong lessons from pain, frustration, criticism, or failure. This is much harder than it sounds. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.